It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The national debate over school safety after the Sandy Hook shootings in Connecticut has often centered on increasing security in schools. Many schools, though, already have extensive security. Like many urban areas, Newark's high schools have had metal detectors and security guards for almost 20 years. New Jersey Public Radio's Jenna Flanagan visited a few of those schools to find out what students think of the high security.
Students arriving at Newark's Malcolm X Shabazz High School stand patiently in two separate lines, one for males, one for females. They're waiting to check their hats and cell phones for storage, have their bags searched, and then walk through a metal detector, all before being wanted by a school security guard. It's all part of a typical morning for Shabazz senior Saskia Anderson.
No one gets by with anything. I mean, the cell phone, yeah, but like any other items like knives or guns or anything like that, if they find anything like that, you'll definitely be thrown out.
The security guards are dressed like police officers in navy slacks, matching cable knit sweaters, and utility belts with flashlights and mace. All of Newark's 14 public high schools employ private guards, and most of them use metal detectors. At Shabazz, Principal Jamar Mills says they need the extra security because of the high crime rate in the neighborhood. But in Newark's Central Ward, which also sees its fair share of crime, Bard High School Early College Principal John Weinstein rejected using metal detectors for his students.
We felt it would be detrimental because a lot of the models for urban education seem to be very regimented and in some sense create almost a prison-like atmosphere for the students, and we don't want the students to feel like we presume that they're future prisoners.
Weinstein greets each student at the door.
Welcome. I need you to sign in.
Then they sign in with the security guard and head off to class. 16-year-old sophomore Kate Jackson-Rakowski says she's used to the guards, even though she doesn't always like it.
You have somebody from outside forces protecting your school, even though they might not be friendly or as friendly as your teachers or your principal, but It's comforting to know that we have protection and security.
But that security can create fear as well. Rutgers sociology professor Paul Hirschfield has written about and studied the inadequacies of school security.
In most schools, the threats to safety, the things that make people afraid, are problems like bullying and harassment. Police and metal detectors as well do not do anything to reduce problems of bullying and harassment.
But the students I spoke to at both Bard and Shabazz say they appreciate the extra protection. 17-year-old Shabazz senior Melissa Winborn jokingly refers to the morning check-in as airport security.
We don't know what you may have in that backpack. The safety of an entire school is worth way more than the checking of somebody's purse or somebody's book bag.
And that's what the Shabazz principal says he's trying to do. If students have less fear and fewer distractions, then more of their attention can be focused on learning. For WNYC, in Newark, I'm Jenna Flanagan.